That Facebook outage had big economic implications. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra, in for Molly Wood. When Facebook went down for several hours this week, we got a sense of how much people rely on the company and its apps. And not just because they're addicted to scrolling and likes. These platforms are also used for commerce and banking, particularly WhatsApp, the messaging service. In many parts of the world, you can use it to send money, like you would with Venmo, or to pay for a purchase. And in some countries, that's a big deal because the banking and finance infrastructure is less developed. Maybe you have a bank account, but there's no branch nearby to get cash, or there's no mobile app you can use. There are versions of WhatsApp banking in Brazil, India, Argentina. So Lisa Ellis, a partner with Moffitt Nathanson, says when the outage happened,
on the commerce side, businesses that are reliant on WhatsApp as a conduit for their payments, you know, literally couldn't transact business. So pieces of the economy would shut down. If you can imagine a food truck or a small vendor that's using WhatsApp as the primary way that they receive payments, they would be stuck either having to ask people to give them cash or they would just literally have to close, which exposes the vulnerability of their business to a single form of taking payment.
So, okay, what do you think the long-term impacts of the outage will be?
So the implication, longer-term implication is probably that one, we'll probably see more, businesses and consumers, diversifying a little bit away from their dependence on WhatsApp, right? Or a single platform, a single point of access for doing this banking and commerce. I'd be interested to see whether or not Facebook, if they're serious about this investment, sort of separates out and pours more investment into the quality of the network for the actual payments and banking business, like for supporting WhatsApp, because it's a very different level of investment and sophistication that you need to do payments and money movement compared to doing information movement.
So this all seems pretty precarious. Like, I wonder, is it a good idea to have an economy that's relying on WhatsApp?
It's never good for an economy to rely on any one platform for a large portion of banking and commerce, period. There's a couple of ways to reduce this vulnerability, yes. One is just to have multiple options, certainly. Another option is to using a Visa or a MasterCard infrastructure where they could opt to actually use a potentially more secure, more resilient option for the actual money movement sitting behind the scenes, whereas they've opted to try to build this stuff in-house. And yeah, that's another choice.
Lisa Ellis is a partner at Moffitt Nathanson. And now for some related links. WhatsApp is not the only Facebook platform that's used for commerce. There's also Facebook Marketplace, which a lot of folks use to sell stuff, and Instagram, where small business owners advertise and sell their products. And all of them went dark on Monday. If you're wondering what actually happened there, like what caused the outage, our very own Molly Wood had a really helpful explanation on Marketplace. We'll link to that in the show notes. Essentially, the problem was an internal error at Facebook. But the timing did raise some eyebrows, because Facebook was already top of mind this week. Yesterday, whistleblower Frances Haugen, a former product designer at Facebook, testified before the Senate, and she called on lawmakers to regulate the company. Senator Jerry Moran, a Republican from Kansas, asked her to get specific.
What regulations or legal actions by Congress or by administrative action do you think would have the most consequence or would be feared most by Facebook, Instagram, or allied companies?
I strongly encourage reforming Section 230 to exempt decisions about algorithms, right? So modifying 230 around content, I think, it's very complicated because user-generated content is something that companies have less control over. They have 100% control over their algorithms. And Facebook should not get a free pass on choices it makes to prioritize growth and virality and reactiveness over public safety. They shouldn't get a free pass on that because they're paying for their profits right now with our safety.
Section 230 is the piece of internet law that's been interpreted to mean tech companies are not liable for content posted by users on their platforms. And Haugen is saying, yeah, Okay, but let's hold them responsible for their algorithms that spread misinformation and create harm. Haugen also suggested that Congress create a dedicated oversight body led by former tech company employees who can suggest reforms for social media platforms like Facebook.
And there needs to be a regulatory home where someone like me could do a tour of duty after working at a place like this and have a place to work on things like regulation, to bring that information out to the oversight boards that have the right to do oversight.
And she said, yeah, those things might affect Facebook's bottom line, but it'll still be profitable. Facebook is currently valued at just under $1 trillion. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Jody Becker produced the show. Our engineer is Gary O'Keefe. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.